AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Images from a town held by Russian troops for more than a month in Ukraine show likely summary executions. Liz Drossel is a spokesperson for the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The images of civilians lying dead on the streets and in improvised graves in the town of Bucha in Ukraine are horrifying. Reports emerging from this and other areas raise serious and disturbing questions about possible war crimes, grave breaches of international humanitarian law, and serious violations of international human rights law.
While in Bucha, AP journalists saw 21 bodies, including a group of 9 in civilian clothing. All appeared to have been shot at close range, at least 2 with their hands tied behind their backs. After Russian troops withdrew from towns around the capital, Kyiv, Ukrainian officials say bodies of 410 civilians have been found. President Biden on Russia President Vladimir Putin.
You saw what happened in Bucha. This warrants him. He is a war criminal. But we have to gather the information. We have to continue to provide Ukraine with the weapons they need to continue the fight. And we have to gather all the detail so this can be have a war crime trial.
The county coroner identifies 6 people killed in a shooting early Sunday morning in downtown Sacramento. 3 women, 3 men from 21 to 57 were killed, 12 other people wounded. Police Sergeant Zach Eaton.
Our investigators are still working through what actually led up to the fight. We understand that there's some social media video out there depicting a fight. We don't know if that fight actually led to the shooting. We're still working through all those details right now.
2 shooters fired more than 100 rounds into the crowded streets. Jury deliberations resume tomorrow in the federal trial of 4 men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta are charged with conspiracy. Croft is from Delaware, the others, Michigan. This is AP News. In a short while, 2-storied basketball schools, Kansas and North Carolina, play for the men's NCAA National Basketball Championship. Gethin Kulbaugh has a preview.
A meeting of blue bloods will decide the college basketball men's national championship. The Tar Heels last won in 2017 and are seeking their 7th title in their 12th appearance, but first under first-year head coach Hubert Davis.
The foundation of Carolina basketball will always be here because it's been tried and tested and proven successful, and I've experienced it.
Meanwhile, the Jayhawks are in pursuit of a 4th title in their 10th appearance, and the school's first title since 2008 in Coach Bill Self's 5th season.
You have an opportunity to be in the game most years. You need to take advantage of that.
The game is a rematch of the 1957 National Championship that saw North Carolina prevail over a Wilt Chamberlain-led Kansas team 54-53 in overtime.
In stocks, the Dow gained 103, the NASDAQ added 271, S&P was up 36. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.